The work of building the temple in Jerusalem began in about 966 BC and was completed 7 years later. When everything was finished, Solomon summoned the elders of Israel, the heads of all the tribes, and the chiefs of the Israelite families to arrange for the transfer of the Ark of the Lord from the city of David to the temple. Then all the men of Israel came together to King Solomon in Jerusalem at the time of the Festival of Tabernacles in the month of October to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant and place it in the temple. The priests and Levites, dressed in fine white linen, carried the Ark, the Tent of Meeting, and all the sacred furnishings. The king and the entire assembly of Israel gathered together in the great outer courtyard to offer sacrifices. Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to the inner sanctuary of the temple and put it beneath the wings of the cherubim. This chamber, completely overlaid with gold, was the most sacred room in the sanctuary. It contained only the Ark of the Lord and the cherubim. There was nothing in the Ark except the two stone tablets that Moses had placed in it after the Israelites came out of Egypt. While the priests were carrying the Ark into the temple, the singers and musicians among the Levites stood in the inner court of the sanctuary on the east side of the altar of burnt offerings and sang praises to the Lord to the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests blowing trumpets. They worshipped the Lord, saying, "He is good, His love endures forever." When the priests withdrew from the holy place, the cloud, which was the visible sign of God's presence, filled the temple, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the sanctuary. Solomon stood on a bronze platform he had made in the center of the outer court and spoke to the people. He reminded them of what God had done in the past, from the time the Israelites left Egypt up to the present day. He stood before the altar of the Lord and then knelt down, and spreading out his hands towards heaven, he prayed aloud. "O Lord God of Israel," he said, "there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You who keep your covenant of love with those who continue wholeheartedly in your way." Then Solomon asked the Lord to graciously keep the promises he had made to his servant David when he said that the king would never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel if only they were faithful to the Lord and careful to walk in all his ways. Solomon continued his prayer of dedication, saying, "But will God really dwell on earth with men? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple that I have built. But may your eyes be open towards this temple day and night, this place of which you said, 'My name shall be here,' so that you will answer the prayers of your people." Then Solomon implored God's forgiveness if the people repented of their sins when disaster or war came upon them. If Israel was defeated, or famine, plague, or drought destroyed the land, the king's intercession pleaded for God's renewed blessing upon the nation if the people returned to him wholeheartedly. Solomon also prayed for the foreigners who would come to Jerusalem because they had heard of God's great name and mighty works. "When they come and pray towards this temple," he said, "then hear from heaven and answer their prayers, so that the name of the Lord may be honored by all the nations of the earth." When the king had finished praying, he rose and blessed the whole assembly of Israel in a loud voice. "Praise be to the Lord," he said, "who has given rest to his people Israel. Of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses, not one word has failed. May the Lord our God be with us, and may he turn our hearts to him to walk in all his ways and keep his commands." After Solomon had ended all his prayers, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. When the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord, they knelt with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. To the sound of trumpets and with songs of praise, the king and all the people offered thousands of sacrifices. For 7 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar, and for another 7 days the Feast of Tabernacles. Then Solomon sent the people to their homes. As they left, they blessed the king. They were filled with joy because of all the good things the Lord had done for David and Solomon and for his people Israel. Next episode, Solomon's Palace.